Coach shows here on 92.1 at KMZA here, wrapping up on a Wednesday on the MSU Sports Radio Network. Here we finish it off with head coach Jason Klaikamp from the Onega Boys. This Onega Locker Room chat brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, Community Healthcare System, Onega Pharmacy, and Main Star Trust. Well, the Onega Buffaloes start to a 2-0 here on the season. Northern Heights victory, 55-45, and a win over Flint Hills Christian, 85-29. Just some really great back-to-back games there for you and your team. Coach, tell me about this fiery start for you and your unit.
I think it's really come down to, we've played some great team basketball. I think in the two games we've forced almost 50 turnovers, and I think we've had around 50 or 60 points in transition. And I think that's huge for us to be able to get some easy buckets in transition. We've had some guys really playing well so far.
Yeah, and you mentioned guys playing well. Coy Nider against Northern Heights had 19 points, 5 assists, 8 rebounds. Kaysen Huffless, 10 points, 12 rebounds, double-double right there. And then Ryder Kolterman, he had 10 points and 5 assists there for the freshman. So you look at that game, that was good. Nider also double-double here against Flint Hills Christian with 13 points, 13 rebounds. Graham Volberg got on the board with 12 points and 6 steals. And then Kolterman, once again in double digits, scoring with 10 points. And Daniels joined them as well with 10 points. So again, you kind of look at these last two games, you talk about the high point production, you talk about great team play out of transition points there too, but you know, kind of keying on these individual players here specifically, you know, what can you tell me about these young guys and what they're doing on your team right now and what's going right for them all?
Well, we're getting a pretty balanced attack. I mean, right now we've got five guys who are averaging right around double digits in the first two games. We're taking good shots. We're getting shots in transition, or we're getting layups in transition. I mean, We've really, really played well these first two games. We know that competition is going to get a little stiffer as we go here, so we're going to have to continue to improve. I think one big thing for us last night was we didn't turn the ball over as much as we did last Friday, and I think that's something, if we take care of the ball, I think we're going to be in pretty good shape.
Upcoming here on the schedule, you'll jump into the Northeast Kansas League, a game against Jefferson County North on Friday, and then next Tuesday you'll take on Jackson Heights. That game will be on the Cobra Channel and on 92.1 KMZA. But again, real quick, your upcoming two games here, JCN, Jackson Heights, you know, what are going to be the expectations of these games, and how do you continue this win streak early on in the season?
I think as far as JCN, that's a new opponent for us this year. We haven't played them in a few years. And they're going to be a solid team. We're going to them. Nice road test for us to really see where we're at on the season. And Jackson Heights, we go to them as well, and they're going to be a nice solid team too. So again, it's going to lay with whether we are able to take care of the basketball and take good shots and make shots.
Well, again, you kind of mentioned there before all of that is it's been the defense that has been really working really well. You mentioned the over 50 turnovers and one of your victories. So, again, you kind of talk about defense and how important is defense going to be here for 2025, 2026, especially once you get into the Twin Valley League aspect here of your schedule.
Absolutely. We always talk about creating some chaos and creating good ball pressure, and that's something that we've done really well. Graham, I think he had 6 steals last night. His ball pressure up front on our press was outstanding, and he gets his hands on a lot of balls, and we get a lot of loose balls that we can go get after and create turnovers. And I think that's going to be key for us all year, is to create pressure defensively and get easy buckets in transition.
Well, Coach, I appreciate you here for jumping in and joining us for week number 2 of our locker room chat. So again, good luck this Friday and next Tuesday against the Jackson Heights Cobras.
Thank you.
That was head coach Jason Klaikamp of the Onega Boys. Again, upcoming here, Jefferson County North on Friday, and then against Jackson Heights next Tuesday, viewable on the Cobra Channel as well as on 92.1 KMZA. This Onega Locker Room Chat has been brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, Community Healthcare System, Onega Pharmacy, and Main Star Trust.